Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
It's 23320.
23320?
That's correct.
All right, thank you. And what's your name, sir?
First name's Danny. Last name's Fallone.
All right. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
That's 110 Lindsay Avenue, Chesapeake, Virginia, 23320.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You're loading up now. All right. This is due. Hold on 1 second, please. Hold on 1 second for me, sir. I'm just waiting on your account information to pull up.
Yeah, because I'm looking at a statement from June 30th. Exceed top health goals. I don't know if that is.
All right, sir. Thank you for your patience. This was going on when you that one declined. This was $59.92. You actually got 100 entries to make sure that's right. You actually got 100 entries to win the Makita, the iPhone, that KitchenAid, that Dyson, the PlayStation 5.
Nope.
Yes, sir. I was just explaining like what came along with it. And it was from my discount club from that gadget store.
Is it like from the survey thing?
Yes, sir. It's mine for that iPad. You were entering to win that iPad.
Okay, I know I took a survey. It's supposed to been through Verizon, supposedly, and they had two iPads that I clicked on, and I never received them, and I paid the shipping and handling for it, and I didn't order any other stuff besides that and these earbuds that you use for your iPhone. I received that. That was $4.95 for shipping and handling, but the
this is like a more of a membership fee.
Nope. And,
yes, sir. Because all those, like if I was you, I'd use those entries because you can win multiple products. You can win that Nespresso, that PlayStation 5, and you got actually up to 100 entries to win these products just to try and give you a little bit more insight to what you were being billed for.
I don't remember anything something like that before.
You say you don't think that you made this charge?
No. I wouldn't purchase something like that unless I'm actually going to get the product. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So basically you're saying you were entering into a sweepstakes. You're going for something more guaranteed than that.
Apparently I don't know about entering any sweepstakes.
Because that's what this is. It's a you got so many entries for a sweepstakes. Still doesn't ring a bell?
No.
I could transfer you to our fraud department.
Okay, thanks.
All right, give me 1 second. Because I said if you didn't remember none of this, normally when our customers order this, they'll know, like, okay, I got the platinum edition or I got the gold edition, they'll know. So I could tell it sounds foreign to you.
Yeah, because I know I did this like the survey on supposedly it was supposed to be through Verizon. And when you do the survey they show different gifts and they show the price what the actual price was, but you have to pay for the shipping and handling. That's the only thing I've been doing. And I don't remember hearing any of this other stuff. I ordered those earbuds pods that goes in your ears for your cell phone. I received that. The shipping handling for that was like $4.95. And then two iPads that I was supposed to get was like
right. That's what it's.
93.
That's what it's for.
But this.
That's what it's for. See, what came along with that was that membership fee.
And next to no member fee though.
That's
and next
for
that.
That's exactly what it is. I can make sure that you cancel it out.
But the only thing I was supposed to pay for was the shipping and handling for those iPads and stuff. But
what if I could do this, Mr. Danny? What if I could, see, we got customer courtesy codes that we could use for certain customers. I want to use it for you today. I can get you a 35% refund on that $59.92.
Well, then what did I get in return? Nothing.
I mean, I'm just trying to get the account refund. I could tell it was certain. You probably didn't read over those terms and see exactly, you know, what would be going on. But I could get you $20.97 refunded to the account.
All right, we'll do that. But I don't know what the being put in a survey and, you know, sweepstakes and stuff like that.
Right, it's for that iPad because that's what's showing up on your ticket.
Okay, but when I did the survey thing, it wasn't supposed to win it. I was supposed to. They tell you which gifts you want, and then you click on, and then you put the information, and you pay the shipping and handling. And the shipping and handling was supposed to be $17.93. It didn't say nothing about being put into what you call it.
Yes, I with that.
So, okay.
So would you like your cancellation code?
Yeah, I might as well cancel it because I'm not gonna get it, so.
Hold on 1 second.
So whoever put that survey up is putting fake information up there about which gifts you can get.
And have you disputed these charges?
I just seen it just now. I was just wondering why I wasn't getting the iPad like I was supposed to get. And then I was going through trying to find which card I used. And I came across this. I'm like, who's exceed top health goals?
Right. More of a merchant. More of a vendor's name. But I got you canceled. I got you refunded. And I'm going to send that information to your email also.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right, sir. Is that all you'll need help with, Mr. Danny? And I apologize about the inconvenience.
Yeah. I was like I said, I clicked on that iPad saying, you know, you know there was two remaining in stock, and I clicked on it, and apparently I was wondering where it was at. Because, you know, I remember doing something, clicking on it before July 4th. So, okay. At least I know what the deal was with it.
Yes, sir, and know that you won't have to worry about it going forward, and I got that refund coming to your account, sir. So,
all right, I appreciate it.
No problem, Mr. Dan. I thank you for calling customer support, sir, and for your humbleness. That's all the help you need.
Okay, you have a good day now.
You too, sir. Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, sir.